Good morning. It's another beautiful day. Let's start by taking a seat, closing our eyes, and just allowing a nice, easy breath to come. Don't sip your breath, but take nice, big swallows of breath. The air itself is happy this time of year. Breathe it in. And let your head drop down and roll from side to side. Come back to center, where we'll bring hands to our heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and a unity of mind, body, and spirit. Now then, inhale, let your arms reach into the sky, and exhale, they drift back down. Close your eyes if you like, and just move with your breath. One more time, reach your arms to the sky, and as you exhale, fold forward. Lay your hands down on the mat, step your feet back, and step into downward facing dog. As you reach your hips to the sky, press away from your hands, draw length into your back. Step your feet up and down, draw length down your legs. Walk your hands back to your feet. Fold into a forward bend. Bend your knees. It's early on. You can wrap your hands around your elbows if you want to. And then walk your hands forward again. Return to downward facing dog. And let's set knees onto the mat. Move hands underneath the shoulders, cat and calf. Inhale, lift the head, the tail. And exhale, draw your back up toward the sky. And move with your breath. Let's add a little more. As you exhale, come through cat pose down into your heels. And then drop to your forearms and slide your way back into cow pose with your inhale. Time you find cat pose, slide into your heels and settle in for a moment to child's pose. Make it a comfortable place and know that anytime you'd like, you're welcome to return. Now curl your toes under your feet, lift your hips to the sky, and find your way back again to downward facing dog. Step the right foot forward, lay the left knee down, inhale, reach to the sky, kneeling lunge. And with your exhale, bring hands back down to the mat and step the right foot back. With your inhale, let's come over the wrist, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, lift into cobra and turn and look to your right. And then to the center and then to the left. And then back to center and back again to child's pose. And toes again curl down into the floor, hips lift to the sky, downward facing dog. Step the left foot forward. The right knee touches down. Inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. And the hands come back down. We'll step the left foot back. And then shift forward, shoulders above the wrist, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, rise into cobra. And look to your right. To the center. And to the left. Back to the center and back again to child's pose. And again, toes find the floor, hips find the sky, downward facing dog. Now walk your feet up to meet your hands. Inhale, come all the way up, sun breaths. And exhale, flowing down. And keep moving with your breath. I'm going to adjust the volume a little bit. One more time, inhale, reaching up to the sky. Bring hands to your heart. Check to make sure you're standing at the very front end of your mat for the sun salutation. Inhale, arms reach up into the sunny sky. Exhale, sink the hips down in back chair pose. And then inhale, let's reach up again. You can add a little curve into a back bend here if you want to. And exhale, dive down. Inhale, lift up halfway. Exhale, bring your hands to the mat. Reach your right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Inhale, arms reach up. And exhale, hands come back down. Step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And with your exhale, go back to downward facing dog. And reach your right leg up into the sky. And then step or help your right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. With the exhale, hands touch back down to the mat. Step the left foot up to meet the right. Inhale, rise. Exhale, chair. Inhale, up and into the sky. Here you can add that back bend again if you want to. Exhale, flowing down. Inhale, halfway lift. Your exhale, touch down to the mat, step your left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms reach. And then come back down to the mat. Step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And with our exhale, we go back to downward facing dog and left leg up into the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And then hands come back down to the mat. The right foot steps up to the front. And with an inhale, all the way up. Exhale, chair. Inhale, reaching up. One more chance to curve back here. Exhaling down. Inhale, halfway lift. And with your exhale, bring your hands to your mat, walk your feet back, and step into downward facing dog. So now that we've loosened up a little bit, we're ready to step into our standing flows. Let this be a practice that makes you happy, mind, body, and spirit. Find a place in each pose that feels good. Reach your right leg into the sky. Step the right foot forward, your back foot flat down, and let's step into warrior one. To find a nice firm foundation through your feet, a stability inside and out, stability in the body, a stability in the mind. Now let's move with the breath. Exhale, drop your hands down, straighten your front leg. Inhale, arms to the sky, bend your knee, and flow with your breath. Movement feels good. Breathing feels good. One more time, inhale, reach up, come up onto your toes. Take a quarter turn to the long side of your mat. Toes out to the corners, heels toward the center. Exhale, bend the knees, arms parallel to the floor. Inhale, straighten the legs, arms reach up with your breath. Come up once more, hands come to the heart now. Bend the knees, sink down into temple pose. And be still for a moment. Add the finishing touch to this pose with a nice smile. Feels good to move. Feels good to breathe. The air is charged this time of year. Breathe it in. Now straighten the legs, reach to the sky. Turn your toes around to the long side of the mat. And then drop your hands around and let them circle into your heart. And then circle them back up overhead. And with your breath. One more time, arms reach up, and then hands come down. Turn yourself back around to the long side of your mat, or the front side of your mat, and find lunge or kneeling lunge. And then once you find that stability inside and out, let's move with the breath. Exhale, reach down and back. Inhale, come up and circle all the way around with your arms, with your breath. One more time, down and back, and then circle around. And then bring hands down to the mat. Keep your left hand beside your right foot. With your right hand, let's make a circle, reaching to the front, up to the sky, around to the back, and down again to the mat. And again, all the way around, nice and slow. And then begin a third circle, but when you point to the sky, blossom into a twist. Where does this make your body feel happy? And finish the circle all the way around town to the mat, and we'll step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. Let's take that flow to the other side. Left leg to the sky. Step the left foot forward. The back foot comes flat down. Warrior one. Find a stability in the body and in the mind. And drop your hands down. And let's move with the breath. Inhale, reach up, straighten the front leg. Exhale, hands down, bend the knee. One more time, reaching up, come up on the toes, quarter turn to the long side of your mat, toes out, heels in, bend the knees, arms parallel to the ground, straighten the legs, reach to the sky with your breath. Hands come together, bend the knees, hands to the heart, temple pose. Finishing touch, a smile. And straighten the legs, toes to the long side of your mat. Swing your arms up to the sky and then circle them back around and into your heart with your breath. One more time, arms circle up, and then they come down to the mat. Turn your feet around to the long side of, or to the front end of your mat again, lunge or kneeling lunge. And once you find that stability, move with your breath. Exhale down and back. Inhale up and around. One more time, down and back, up and around. And then hands come down to the mat. Keep your right hand beside your left foot. Let's take circles with the left arm, reaching straight ahead, up into the sky, rounding to the back, down again to the mat. Second circle goes all the way around. And then begin the third circle, but when you point straight to the sky, blossom again into the twist. Down and around, and we'll step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. Now reach your right leg, up and into the sky. And take a very big step forward with the right foot, back foot flat. And this time, let's open to warrior two. Find a nice stability in your body and stability in your mind. And then let's move with the breath. Inhale, straighten the leg, arms to the sky. Exhale, back to warrior two. Sun is shining. Things are turning green again. Birds are singing. Such a happy time of year. Let this practice help you feel happy inside and out. Come up one more time, up onto the toes, quarter turn to the left. Toes out, heels in, arms parallel to the floor as you sink down. Straighten the legs, rise up with your breath. Each time, bring hands to the heart as you bend the knees and sink down into temple. With a smile. And straighten the legs. Reach your toes around to the long side of your mat again. Circle arms up to touch overhead and circle them around into your heart. With your breath. One more time, arms reach overhead. And then hands come down to the mat. Turn yourself around to the front of your mat. Find lunge or kneeling lunge. Come from a place of stability. And when you're there, move with your breath. Exhale, down and back. Inhale, up and around. One more time, up and around. And then reach hands behind your back. Link your fingers together. Push the hands back. Reach the heart forward. And look toward the sky. Release your hands to the sky and then back down to the mat. And we'll step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhale back, downward facing dog. And let's go to the other side, left leg to the sky. Big wide step forward with the left foot. As you lay the back foot down, we find warrior two. Stability inside and out. And then with the breath, straighten the leg, reach to the sky. Exhale, warrior two. Hands come up. We take that quarter turn around to the long side of the mat. Toes to the corners. Bend the knees. Arms parallel. With your breath. Hands to the heart, bend the knees, temple pose. Find where it makes you feel happy, inside and out. And straighten the legs, point your toes to the long side of your mat, circle arms to the sky, and then around and into your heart with your breath. Let your arms circle up once again and then come down to the mat. Turn yourself around so you're facing the front of your mat. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And when you find your place of stability, move with the breath. Exhale down and back. Inhale up and around. One more time, up and around. And then hands find each other behind you. Push the hands back. Heart spreads wide open. Look toward the sky. Beautiful blue sky. And let your hands release and touch overhead. And then hands back down to the mat. And step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. Now reach your right leg into the sky. Step the right foot forward, left foot flat down, warrior one. And find your stability. Hands to the heart. And with your breath, hands in a prayer, reach up and behind your head. Look up. And then they curl back into your heart again. Now the prayer reaches straight up. We come onto the toes, quarter turn to the long side of the mat, toes to the corners, arms parallel to the floor as you rise up and down with your breath. Hands to the heart, temple pose. Finishing touch, a smile. Straighten the legs, turn your feet around to the long side of the mat, circle arms overhead, and circle hands into your heart with your breath. Feels nice to move, to breathe. One more time, reach up. Bring hands down to the mat. Turn your feet that quarter or around to the front of your mat again and find lunge or kneeling lunge. And when you feel nice and stable, move with your breath. Exhale down and back. And inhale up and around. One more time, up and around. Hands into the heart, left elbow crosses the right thigh, and let's turn into a twist. Let this twist rise through the low back, middle back, upper back, and neck as you lengthen. Feel free to spread your arms wide open, to lay your back knee down, to find where it makes your body feel happy. Thank you. then unwind the twist. Hands come to the mat. And we step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. And the other side, left leg to the sky. Step the left foot forward. Back foot comes flat down. Warrior one. Find a nice stability inside and out. And hands to the heart. Inhale, prayer reaches up and behind your head. And then it curls back into the heart again. Reach your prayer straight up into the sky. Come onto your toes. Take that quarter turn to the long side of your mat. Bend the knees, arms parallel with your breath. Hands to the heart, temple pose. Straighten the legs, turn your toes to the long side of your mat, circle arms to the sky, and then around and into your heart. One more time, arms circle overhead, and then down to the mat, turn yourself around to the front, lunge or kneeling lunge. When you've got a nice stable place, arms down and back, and then up and around. Up and around one more time. And then a prayer comes to your heart. The right elbow hops across the left thigh, and we twist to the left. Any way that makes you happy, inside and out, that nourishes you, that heals you. And then unwind the twist. Hands come to the mat, and we step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. And exhale back to downward facing dog. And reach your right leg into the sky. Another big, wide step forward. Back foot lays flat down. Warrior two. And find your stable place. And then when you're ready, turn your right hand over, reach back to reverse warrior. And then bend your right arm, lay it across your right thigh, left arm to the sky, side angle pose. And flow one to the other. With your breath. Next time you come to reverse warrior, come up onto your toes, turn around to the long side of your mat, bend the knees, arms parallel to the floor with your breath. And then hands to the heart, temple pose. Finishing touch. Can you feel your heart beating? How good it feels to be alive. And straighten the legs, turn feet around to the long side of the mat, circle arms up into the sky, and then back into your heart. One more time, arms reach up. And then hands come down to the mat, face the front of your mat, lunge or kneeling lunge. And when you have your stability inside and out, move with your breath down and back, up and around. One more time. And then take hands down to the mat, lay your back knee down, slowly shift backwards, straighten your right leg, just to where it feels good, where it makes your body happy. Close your eyes, breathe deeply. Come forward again, step onto your right foot, curl your left toes under, pick your left knee up, and step back. Vinyasa, inhale plank or kneeling plank, exhale lower. Inhale, arch up, and exhaling back, downward facing dog. And last flow, left leg to the sky. And again, a big wide step forward, back foot lays flat down as you find warrior two. And come to a place of inner and outer stability. And let's flow with the breath. First reaching the left hand back behind the head, reverse warrior. And then bending the left arm across the thigh, right arm to the sky, side angle pose. And flowing one to the other. Next time you find side or reverse warrior, come up onto your toes. One more time, turn to the long side of your mat with your breath. Arms parallel to the floor and then rising up. Hands to the heart, temple pose. Straighten the legs, turn your toes around to the long side of your mat. Circle arms to the sky, and circle hands around and into your heart with your breath. One more time, circling up. Hands come down, turn yourself around to the front of your mat again. Find the stability in lunge or kneeling lunge. And then arms reach down and back and up and around. One more time. And then hands come to the mat, lay the right knee down, shift your hips back, slowly lengthen into the left leg. Listening to the intuitive wisdom of your body. Thank you. Slowly, we come forward again. Take hands on the mat, curl your right toes under, pick your right knee up, and let's step back now for our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhale back, downward facing dog. Now lay your knees to the mat, slide your hips into your heels, and come to rest in child's pose. Lay yourself gently down. Enjoy the energy you've awakened in your body. Alive, just like all of life bursting forth outside. To the front of your mat. Press your hands down, dig your toes into the floor, lift your hips to the sky, and re-emerge in downward facing dog. Walk your feet up to meet your hands. Now let's take a nice slow inhale all the way up. And with an exhale, bring hands to your heart. Let's explore some balancing. Step onto your right foot first, and let's start today with dancing Shiva pose. So circle your arms up into the sky, bend your elbows, index fingers and thumbs make circles, bend your right knee, and pick your left leg up and cross it out in front of your right leg. It's always fine to step down and start again. Straighten the right leg, take your left hand on the left knee and open it out to the side. And then from here, find your way into tree pose. Left foot to the ankle, the calf, or the thigh of the right leg. Hands maybe at the heart or branching out, however you like it. And then 2 feet touch down on the ground. And before we step onto the left foot, give yourself a little movement. And then let's start again with dancing Shiva pose. Step onto the left foot. Arms reach up, elbows bend parallel to the floor. Index fingers and thumbs loop together. Bend the left knee, angle your right leg out in front. Straighten the right leg, left leg, sorry, right knee out to the side, right hand holding it. And then tree pose, right foot on the ankle or the calf or the thigh of your left leg. And then 2 feet again to the floor. Move your body in whatever way that makes you happy. And then with one nice big inhale, reach up into the sky. And exhale, fold forward. Bring your hands to the mat, walk your feet back. Lay your knees down, slide hips again into the heels, and find your way back to child's pose. Walk your hands way over to the right. And walk your hands to the center and way around to the left. And hands back to center again. Then walk your hands in toward your knees. And let's take camel pose for our back bend today. Make a fold in your mat so you'll have extra cushioning under your knees. Step your knees wide apart onto that extra cushioning. Curl your toes into the floor and stand up onto your knees. Make fists at your low back and then rise up through your heart center, rolling your shoulders back and curving into the place that feels nice in camel pose. Let it be your own personal expression of this pose. And carefully come back up. Take your hands under the mat, step your knees back, and then spread your mat all the way back out again. And let your hips once more lay down into your heels, resting the back bend in child's pose. And walk your hands again in towards your knees. And this time, crisscross your ankles, come right over the tops of your feet, and come to sit on your mat. Reach your right leg out, take your left foot to the inner right thigh, and turn to face your right leg. As you inhale, rise up, and exhale, fold over your right leg in a nice forward bend. Close your eyes, long, slow drinks of breath. Right arm stay with your right leg. Take your left hand behind your back and then point to the sky. And as you look up, take a nice big curving side bend with the left arm towards your right leg. Bring the left hand back up to the sky and then set the left hand on the floor behind your left foot. Come onto your left knee and shin as you lift your hips up and reach your right arm up and behind you. And come back down and let's change sides. Left foot out, right foot to the inner left thigh. Face your left leg with your inhale, rise up. And exhale, pour over your left leg. And take those long, slow drinks of air. Keep the left arm with the left leg, right hand behind the back, up to the sky and over into the side bend. right arm back to the sky, and now onto the floor behind the right hip. Step onto the right knee and shin, lift your hip up, reach your left arm up and back. And then we come back down. And now let's lay down onto the mat. So lower yourself right down onto your back. Give yourself a moment to get comfortable. And then when you're ready, arms to the floor behind your head, legs to the sky. Now using your abdominal strength, reach your fingers up and then lift your head and shoulders up off the ground. And come back down. Now wind your right leg around your left like we do in eagle pose. Reaching up and lifting up. And then come back down. Legs reach straight again. Reach up, lift up. And lower down. Wrap the left leg around the right. Reach up, lift up. But now as you come down, let's slip right into a pigeon pose. Left ankle crosses the right thigh. We'll reach behind the right leg. Lay your head down as you draw the legs in toward you. And find a nice deep opening in the left hip. Find where it makes your body happy. Release the hands, legs straight into the sky, hands to the floor behind your head, point to the ceiling, lift up, and lower down, braid the left leg around the right, reaching up, and come back down, both legs straight up, rise, and lower, and then right leg wraps around the left, coming up, and on the way down, slipping right into pigeon pose, this time right ankle across the left thigh. Find a happy place here. Release the hands, unwrap the legs, take hands on your knees, draw circles round and round. And then change the direction of your circles. And come back to center and choose an inversion for today. If you're feeling like a shoulder stand, carefully lift your hips and legs up to the sky. Hold yourself with your hands. Maybe you'll pick a bridge pose, pushing your feet down into the floor as you lift the hips up. Whatever makes you feel happy, inside and out. And put the finishing touch on it with a smile. Thank you. begin your descent back to the mat. Lay yourself tenderly down. And when you're back home again, give your knees a hug. Rock yourself like a baby in a cradle. And then step your feet onto the floor for fish pose. Slide your hands underneath your hips. Straighten your legs out. Sit up on your fingertips. Tuck elbows under your back. And then lay your head gently back to open your neck. Roll your shoulders back and reach your heart toward the sky. And then the head lifts back up, and we gently lay the fish pose back onto the mat. Hands slip out from underneath our body. Now reach your arms to the floor behind your head. Lace your fingers together. Turn your hands around for a big stretch. Take hold of your right knee. Cross it over you to the left. Turn and look to the right. Your left hand fall to the floor. Lay the twist down. Straighten your body out on the mat. Stretch yourself out again by reaching behind your head. And then reach down. Gather up your left leg. Cross it over your body to the right. Turn your head and look to the left. The right hand and lay yourself down onto the mat. Straighten yourself out once again and lay yourself down now for our final relaxation. Surrender the weight of your body to the floor. Close your eyes. Do whatever you need to do to be very comfortable and happy here. And now imagine that you've walked up to the most incredible art studio there has ever been. As you open the door, you find the studio has the incredible power of removing any negative messages you may have heard or thought about your own abilities in art. And you are free. Take a step inside. Every tool and media available is here for you. Take time now to create your own expression of what makes you happy. You can paint, you can draw, you can sculpt, you can write with words. Everything is here. What color expresses happiness for you? Be free and create. When you're ready, step back, take in your creation. And the finishing touch, a smile. And then take a very deep breath in to bring yourself back to this time and place. Nice slow exhale, releasing the breath. And create for yourself a meaningful closure for your experience today. Whenever you feel ready, ease over onto your right side. Linger there for a few breaths. And then let's meet where we began. Come back to sit on your mat once again, offering gratitude for your practice today. Any gifts you may have received, any takeaways you might find useful in your life. And just as we began, we'll let our head drop down and roll from side to side. And then returning to center. With an inhale, circle your arms up into the sky. Hands meet together and come first to our forehead for happy thoughts today. To the lips for happy words. And to the heart for a happy heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.